Israel has fired more than two dozen artillery shells into Lebanon just after reports that an Israeli military vehicle came under attack near the border. Lebanese security officials say Israel fired 25 artillery shells into areas of southeastern Lebanon. There are reports of clashes near the Lebanese border. Clashes erupted when an anti-tank missile hit an Israeli vehicle in the Sheba farm. Several Israeli soldiers have been reportedly killed and injured. The violence comes just hours after the Israeli army confirmed that its warplanes hit artillery posts in territory controlled by the Syrian army. Tel Aviv claims the attack was in response to rockets allegedly fired from the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Last week, Israeli aircraft attacked the territory without provocation and killed an Iranian general and several Hezbollah fighters. For more on that story, we're now joined by our correspondent, Ali Risk, who's joining us via satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Ali, please bring us up to speed on the clashes that are taking place along the Lebanese border. And there are also a lot of discrepancies about the number of Israelis killed and the scope of the damage following the attack in the occupied Sheba farms. If you can clarify those details for us as well.
Well, to begin with the last part of your question regarding the scope of the attack, there's no doubt this was a very, very large attack. Now, the numbers, as you mentioned, are contradictory. The Israeli media is mentioning four Israeli soldiers being killed. Other outlets in Lebanon, other sources are mentioning over 10 being killed. But I think that there's no doubt it was a big attack because look at the Israeli reaction. Netanyahu reacted. Benny Gantz, the Israeli Joint Chief of Staff of the Israeli military, is now holding an emergency meeting to discuss the situation. So there's no doubt this really was a big, huge blow to Israel. It was indeed a severe blow to the Israelis for them to come out with such a reaction. And I think that it really changes a lot of rules of the game. As Hezbollah said, you know, the rules of the game have now changed following the previous Israeli air raid, if you recall, which targeted Hezbollah's fighters in addition to a senior general in the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. And therefore, I think you can expect the Israelis to be in such a state of alert. Their latest air raid appears to clearly have backfired. This indeed was a large operation. It remains to be seen also amongst those who were killed how senior were these Israeli military personnel. Were there any senior generals? One source spoke about a senior high-ranking general being amongst those who were targeted in this attack. So there are a lot of question marks, a lot of unanswered questions which remain. It's completely clear now, no doubt about it, this was the Hezbollah response which everybody was talking about when it will come after the assassination of the Hezbollah resistance fighters and the Iranian Revolutionary Guards general. And so once again, I think that Hezbollah has proved yet again that it has lived up to its promises. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah has fulfilled his pledge to always retaliate and at the very same level. Because if you recall, the Israeli air raid in Quneitra, the Golan Heights, led to the death of five Hezbollah fighters, in addition to the Iranian Revolutionary Guards official. This particular operation led to at least four. That's the Israeli version of the story, at least four. So it's at the same magnitude. Indeed, it could be at the same level. We have to get an idea about, you know, the ranking of these Israeli soldiers. What was their rank? Now, regarding, I think, a big question which many people will be asking right now is what will the Israeli response be? Will we have an all-out war, for example? Will we have a similar situation to what we witnessed in Gaza? One of Netanyahu's most recent remarks was that those who challenge Israel must remember what happened to Gaza. But at the same time, up until now, the Israeli response does not appear to indicate that a high likelihood of escalation. We saw how the Israelis responded with 25 shells, as you wrote, 25 shells into Lebanese territory, into Lebanese villages, without any casualties. As such a response, I think, does not show a very high likelihood of escalation, but we do have to remain, we have to wait and see, not to mention the fact that, Israel is very much tied to the US. A question to be posed here is it in the US interests for Israel and Netanyahu to launch a full-scale war at this time? Most people, the majority will tell you it's not in the American administration's interest to launch such a full-scale war. Very early to make predictions, but one thing is for sure, that the previous Israeli air raid in the Golan Heights has indeed backfired, and I think Netanyahu's political future as well, we have the Israeli elections in March, may be in a lot of jeopardy after these latest developments.
Thank you very much, Ali. It's always great to get your insight. That was our correspondent Ali Risk joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Moving on, a rights group says that Israel violated the rules of war in its 2014 attack on Gaza. The Israeli group B'Tselem says the majority of Palestinians killed during that war were women, children, and elderly people. The group also says that strikes on homes in Gaza were part of the policy approved by senior military and Tel Aviv officials. Israeli officials have failed to provide any explanation so far. They've also refused requests for comments. During the 2014 war on the besieged enclave, Israel launched around 5,000 airstrikes and unleashed thousands of artillery. Over 2,200 Palestinians were killed, most of them civilians. Thousands of others were also injured. Mr. Al-Bassous, welcome to the program. This isn't the first rights group to condemn the Israeli actions against the people of Gaza, and it's not the first time that the Israelis have carried out such war crimes against the besieged Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. But the question is, when are we going to see action against what the Israelis have constantly carried out against the Palestinians?
Well, based on the fact we have at the international level that we don't have objectivity, we don't have moral ethics, legal actions could be taken against the Israeli side, because the United States has been supporting Israel for what has been doing for the past many years. The condemnation by the right group is not the first in its own kind. We have witnessed in the past few weeks and in the past many years many condemnations and statements made by human rights organizations, but nothing has been done because the international community basically talking and focusing on the United States and some of the European states have been believing in a double standard policy. They do not want to punish the Israeli side. They don't want to have objectivity or even applying the legal system. We are talking about the humanitarian law. We are talking about justice, but justice does not mean anything for the Israeli side. This is why we're not going to expect any action to be taken against the Israeli side. The Israeli army has been launching attacks against the Gaza Strip, and up to now we have been witnessing the siege on Gaza, which is constant for the past 8 years in the West Bank settlements activities, kidnapping the Palestinian youth and killing some Palestinian children. These activities by the Israeli side are illegal activities and against the humanitarian law. But no action would be taken as long as the United States is backing the Israeli side.
Thank you very much, Professor of Islamic University of Gaza, Mr. Hani Al-Bassous, speaking to us from the Gaza Strip.